chapter number 11, verse number 22 tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Acts chapter number 11, verse number 22. And the Bible says, "Then tidings of these things come unto the ears of the church which were in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, and he should go as far as Antioch. Who then, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, and with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and the faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." Father, I love you and I thank you for this afternoon. I thank you for the discussion we've done had. I thank you, Father, that when we get born again, we are childs of God. We're your children. And Father, we're Christians walking in faith in what you called us to do. Lord, I pray you be with the prayer request tonight. Touch them in a mighty way, Lord God, tonight. Be with the Saxton family. Lord, I pray right now you be with Sister Wanda. Help her. Lord, I pray tonight that you season me with grace tonight. Season me with the Word tonight and the truth. Lord, I pray tonight for the ones that are sick, that was unable to come tonight. Lord, I pray you touch them. Lord, I pray you touch our church. Watch over us. Lord, keep us out of harm's way. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. What I don't need to say, remove it tonight. Father, I pray that you be high and lifted up and I be seated down. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight, being called a Christian. As we look at the text tonight, the Bible says that they sent Barnabas. And when they sent Barnabas, he went seeking after Saul, which would eventually be called Paul. But in chapter number 11, he is still Saul. In chapter 12, you'll see where the Bible says that Saul could even be interpreted as Paul. But Barnabas went seeking Saul, and they taught the church the Word of God. And people could see the difference, and they called them Christians. They could see a difference that was on their life. I wrote this down. It's one thing to think you're a Christian. It's one thing to think you're a Christian, but something totally different for someone else to call you a Christian. They didn't call themselves Christians, but the ones that on looked and the ones that seen them, seen how they walked and seen how they talked and what they did, they called them Christians. But what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian tonight? I want to give you five things I believe the Bible teaches that teaches us what it means to be a Christian tonight. Everything that you've said is completely correct. I believe it 100%. We must have hospitality. We must show grace. We must be humble. We must love people. We must do what God has called us to do and show that love of Christ. But tonight, number one, I want to say to you, to be a Christian tonight, that means that you're a child of God tonight, that you're one of His children tonight, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that you've been born again. If somebody's lost, they can be kind. They can have grace. They can show love. They can show mercy. They can do everything under the sun. They can give to the needy. They can give to the poor. They can tithe to this local body. But if they're lost, they are not a Christian. Tonight, to be a Christian, you are a child of God. Had to be one that is adopted into the family of God. Nobody is born into the family of God. You must be adopted in. Hey, tonight I want you to know if we're adopted into that family, we're adopted in because we're led by the Spirit of God. Nobody ever can be and nobody ever will be saved except the Spirit of God draws that individual. Somebody just don't wake up one morning and say, "I think I'll be saved. I think I'll be born again." Brother Roy, it's that Spirit of God. Hey, it's when He throws it out there on you and that Spirit starts reeling you in. Hey, I want you to know you're led by the Spirit of God. You're adopted into that family. And when you call on the name of the Lord and He saves you from your sin, at that moment in your life, you become a child of God. Not only are you adopted into the family of God, led by the Spirit of God, but you're an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Everything God's got, it's yours. Everything that Jesus has got, it's yours. You've been adopted into the family, not to ever be cast away, not to ever be put out, not to ever be thrown away, but you're adopted into that family. If you'll turn with me tonight, they was teaching this local body about being a child of God. Turn with me tonight to Romans chapter number 8, and let's look at verse number 14 tonight and what the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 14 tonight. I'm talking about being a child of God. If you'd have seen me years ago, there was no way I was a child of God. There was no way I was a child of the Most High. But I want you to know that night that He saved my soul, Brother Eric. At that moment, I can no longer get any closer to God. I can't do nothing more to satisfy Him but the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight He says that I'm His child tonight. In Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 14, the Bible says, and here's what Paul was teaching them at Antioch. And when they come on the scene, they seen this. He says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Hey, tonight I want you to know, when you put your faith in Christ Jesus, fear cannot stay. Fear has to leave. Fear has to go out the door. Fear and faith cannot reside in the same place. If you let fear come into your life and you start fearing what's going on all around you, I want you to know it'll diminish your faith. It'll weaken your faith. Hey, but tonight, don't let fear come. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You're a child of God tonight. This young baby laying over here in my wife's arms, he's not worried about milk. He's not worried about a roof over his head. He's not worried about air conditioning. He's not worried about heat. He's not worried about food. He's not worried about love. You know whose problem that is? That's daddy's problem. Can I get an amen? Hey, this afternoon, I have no need to fear. It ain't my problem. When I got saved, it becomes God's problem. Amen. He's the one that protects me. He's the one that watches over me. He is my Father, which art in heaven. He says tonight, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received. Preacher, what did I receive when I become a child of God? When I become a Christian, what did I receive? Folks, I want you to know you received this. You received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. Amen. We cry out to God, and He hears that need because we're His children. Tonight, one of the greatest things you can be as a Christian is knowing that you are a child of God. Amen. Hey, when Paul come on the scene and he got teaching them, he said, listen to me, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrew. I'm in the lineage. I know all things. But he said, one of the greatest things I can tell you is that Jesus Christ can save you from your sin. And when He does that, you become a child of God. But look what the Spirit says. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God in verse 16 of Romans 8. And if children, then heirs. If you are a child of God, you are an heir. You know what an heir is? You're going to get something someday, Brother Jerry Gabby. You're going to receive something. You're going to be an heir. Hey, my son down here on this world, listen to me. He's my heir. He ain't going to get a whole lot when daddy kicks the bucket. Hey, but I got good news. There's things waiting up in heaven on him. If he'll give his life to Jesus, when he comes to the age of accountability, he can be a child of God. The Bible says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Tonight, number one, and to be called a Christian, you are a child of God. Boy, I don't know about you, but that does something for me. To know that I'm a child of God. To know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is my Father. Number two, I want to show you this tonight as we go back to the text. He says in verse number 26, you went to church and they taught much people and the disciples were called Christians. Number one, they're a child of God. If you're a Christian, if you're saved tonight, you're a Christian. You're a child of God. But number two, you've been redeemed by God. You are a child of God and you've been redeemed by God. Tonight, if you've been redeemed, let the redeemed say so. Amen. To be redeemed, to be this is to be purchased by the blood, to be bought back by the Lamb, no longer under bondage, but free. Set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. As we was in revival this past week on Saturday night, I'm telling you what, we went in on Thursday and Friday and it was good, it was sweet, I'm telling you. It was a good service, but Saturday night, listen to me, Saturday night I knew when the Spirit sat down in that place, it started stirring all among there. You could just see the thickness in the air, and I want you to know, there's about a 70-year-old lady and she started coming walking down to that altar, and she got down in that altar and she got to weeping and she got to asking God to do things in her life, and the first thing she said is, I've got to get where God would have me to be, and I want the church to pray for me. I've not been living the way I should, and I've not been being the Christian that I need to be. You know what? That bothered her in her life, because she knew that she was a child of God and she had been redeemed by God. Tonight, you know what that does? When I'm not living the way I should, the Holy Ghost of heaven, it will convict my heart. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation chapter number 5 tonight, and we're going to look in verse 6 and verse through verse 9 tonight. Revelation chapter number 5 and starting in verse number 6. We see tonight, to be called a Christian, number 1, you've got to be a child of God. Number 2, you've got to be redeemed by God. The only way to be a child of God is to be redeemed by God. Not by redeemed by good works, not redeemed by church membership, not redeemed by the baptismal waters, but redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Revelation 5, verse number 6, here's what the Bible says, redeemed by God. And here's what he says. John said, and I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps, golden bowls, of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And look in verse 9, and they sung a new song. Ain't you glad we don't sing the same song? Can I get an amen? Hey, there ain't nobody in heaven tonight. Whoa, glory to God. There's not nobody in heaven tonight saying, whoa, man, I can't believe I made it. Man, I worked my way up here. Man, it's by my goodness. Man, it's by my righteousness. Ain't nobody up there saying that. You know what they're saying? Worthy is the Lamb. I'm here because the blood of the Lamb. Friends, it's after you're a child of God and you've been redeemed by God. Nobody's in heaven bragging on what they've done. They're bragging on what he done. Amen. To be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Man, that sets me on fire. I can't get over it tonight. To know tonight I deserve hell. Man, I deserve it. But I'm going to get heaven. He said, preacher, calm down. I can't tonight. Listen, to know I deserve hell. But I'm getting to go to heaven. There's not nobody in heaven bragging, by the way, that they've done more than somebody else. Down here, church people brag. Down here, Christians brag. We're doing this. Who cares what you're doing? Let me tell you what he did. He died on an old rug. Can I get a witness this afternoon? He died on that cross. You're a child of God. To be a Christian is to know that you're a child of God and to know you've been redeemed by God. Look at this tonight. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. He said, we're a child of God and we've been redeemed by God. Tonight, if you want to know if you're a Christian or not, number one, have you been redeemed? Have you been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Let me give you the third thing tonight, and we'll move on through the study tonight. He says this in verse 26, and taught much people, and they were called Christians. I see number one in the Bible, to be a Christian, you must be a child of God. To be a child of God, you must be redeemed by God. Boy, that is something. You got to be a child of God, but you got to be redeemed by God. And then you become a follower of God. If you're going to be a Christian tonight, you got to be a follower of God. You can't lead God. God's got to lead you. Amen. He didn't save you to keep... Listen to this tonight. Let me give you this. He didn't save you to keep you out of hell. He saved you to keep hell out of you. Amen. Some people think they got saved just so they didn't go to hell and they can keep living like it. No. Listen to me. That don't work. That don't work tonight. Tonight it's because I'm a Christian, because I'm a child of God. I've been redeemed and I follow Him in everything that He's called me to do. He says tonight, what they teach Him, they taught Him to be followers of God. Turn with me to Psalm 23 tonight, and I love this tonight. Psalm chapter number 23, and I want to share this with you tonight in the 23rd Psalm tonight, what God is telling us here. As He's talking to David here in the psalmist, He says this tonight, to be a follower of God. And all the way through this, the prayer here, as we get in here, I want to show you this, what he says to be a follower of God tonight. When you've been a child of God, you've been redeemed, now you're following God. He says, the Lord, in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. They called me a Christian. I shall not want. Look what he says. He maketh me. I'd say tonight, a follower of God, he does what the Lord makes him do. He gets in line with him. In the world we live in, nobody likes to be made to do nothing. Nobody does. Listen tonight, if you're a follower, you got to do what your leader says. You ever played that game, Simon Says? Y'all played that as a kid? I always done bad at it. Because I never wanted to wait on Simon to say anything. I was ready to go. You hear me? I told him in revival last week, if back in the 80s, if they had diagnosed ADHD or whatever, my wife said they would have got me. They'd have nailed me right on the money with it. Said, you'd have been the one they'd have nailed. But listen to me tonight. I didn't like nobody. But listen, when I got under God's the spout where the glory run out, I finally realized that I'm following somebody else. Look what he says. He maketh me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So if I'm going to be a follower, number one, I got to let him make things in my life come to pass. He maketh me. Look, number two, he leadeth me. So that means I'm a follower. I can't do it on my own. I have to get in line with him. He leadeth me beside this still water. And if I'm going to be restored, it's because he maketh and he leadeth. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I see to be a follower of God. He makes me. He leads me. He restores me. I'm under new management and I'm under another control. I'm not under who I used to be. As they come and they started teaching this, that Jesus Christ was the way in Acts chapter number 11. And they started telling them there that to be called a Christian, what does that mean in your life? Number one tonight, I see it as a child of God. I see to be redeemed by God. I see to be a follower of God, but I see to be a friend of God. To be a friend of God. Tonight, it's one thing to be a friend of people. You know, I don't know how many friends I got. I got a lot of acquaintances, okay? But I don't have a whole lot of friends. Let me tell you the kind of friend I like. Can I tell you the kind of friend I like? Is that okay with y'all? I don't like a grace friend. I like one law. I like one that sees me stumping up, not doing right, get in my face. If you love me, get in my face. Right? I've got a little 5-foot black-headed woman over there. She can say she's grace all she wants to. But you listen to me, she's my best friend. Because she'll get in my face. She'll get my mama about 4'7", 4'8". She's one of my best friends. You know why? Because she'll get right in my face. When she sees me messing up, she sees me not doing right, she sees me not acting right, you know what she does? She'll get right in my face. She don't care how I feel about it, how I like it, how it's going to affect me, if I'm ever going to get over it. Because she knows I don't need to go down that road. Tonight, you know what? With my daughter and my son, I don't want to be their friend. I want to be their daddy. I want to be the spiritual leader of that home. I want to be that one that gets in their face and tell them, if you go down that road, you're going the wrong way. There's nothing there. Turn around, detour, get back. If we're just going across these river bridges over here and that river bridge was out, who in the world would let somebody keep driving and drive off in that water and kill themselves? Not nobody in this room. Man, we'd beg them and we'd show hospitality and we'd show grace and we'd love them to death. But yet when they're living in sin and living like the devil and live like they're going to hell, all we're doing is trying to love them up tonight. You know what they need? They need to know that if they're a Christian, number one, they need to be a child of God. Number two, I'm telling you this, not only are you a child of God, but you've been redeemed. Bolt back from that mess. Bolt back. Don't keep living that way. Get out of it. Get out of that stuff. You're a follower of God. Be a friend of God. Be a friend of God. And man, I'm telling you what, I've had people like that in my life all the way through, Brother Roy. People that get in my face, tell me how it should be, and when they left, we got along. But let me tell you somebody I don't like. This kind of friend I don't like. Tell me what I want to hear, and then when they get behind my back, they tell somebody else something else. I don't like that friend. And I don't hang around. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? I told them over there in revival this week, when you start toting your cross, there's some things you're going to have to lose. Number one, you're going to lose friends. I had so many friends back in the day, and none of them's around now. I don't drink, drug, don't do nothing with them, and they're gone. They go the other way. They won't run with me. You'd be surprised people don't want to run with a preacher. Can I get an amen? See, he don't have no fun. He's boring. He can't do this. He can't. I can do anything anybody else does. I choose not to because I've been redeemed, bought back by the blood of Jesus. I smoke much dope anybody else wants to, but I choose not to because I've been bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. Right? I can gossip with the best of them, but I choose not to because I've been bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm a friend of Christ. I want to be a friend of His. And as I get going down that road and I get thinking about that in my life, I think about what Jesus said. He called us. He said, you're a friend. Tonight, I want to ask you this. If Jesus called you a friend, if He called you a friend, what kind of friend would you be to Him? If He called, man, I've thought about, if He called you a friend, I call Roy Parker my friend. I do. I call you a friend. Me and Brother Roy don't always see eye to eye. But I know one thing. If I went in a fight, Brother Roy would be there with me. We brothers.
We friends. Brother Eric, I consider a friend. Brother Lee, I consider a friend. Brother Joy, I consider a friend. Brother Boyd, all over this room. Brother Chad, man, I consider y'all a friend. Brother Whooper, I consider you a friend. I consider y'all my friends all over this room. Brother Gary, I consider you a friend. Amen. I consider you that in my life. Brother Austin, a friend. Amen. All over this room, friends. Friends got each other's back and they love one another. They love one another. Brother Hayes, a friend. Right? Brother Moore, Brother Randall, a friend. If I call you a friend, what kind of friend would you be? Faithful, humble, compassionate, grace, right? Now, I got to show this where it needs to be showed. He said, especially to those of the household of faith. Do good unto all men is what the Bible says, but especially those of the household of faith. Why? Because they're struggling too. So tonight, I want to show you what Jesus calls you tonight. If you're a Christian, to be called a Christian, what are you? You're a friend of God. And a friend of God, I'm not going to do one way and do another. That friend don't do that way. He says this, if you'll look with me in John chapter number 15, verse number 14, he tells you what he calls you tonight. He calls you a friend. I had my daughter growing up in high school. You know how girls are. I don't. My wife told me this. I don't. My wife told me this. They're real chatty. They're real chatty. And she'd come home and say, I can't believe it. I said, Mama said that's what girls do. They're real chatty. I thought they was my friend. I said, make sure you don't tell everybody all your business. They'll leak it out. Tell it to God and it'll never get out. John chapter number 15, verse number 14. Be a friend of God. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. To be a friend of God. Can I ask you what kind of friend you are tonight? As I read that in my heart, I want to know that I am a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Tonight I'll give you the last thing as we close on out tonight. Not only is it a child of God to be called a Christian, you're a child of God tonight. Not only are you redeemed by God, not only are you a follower of God, not only are you a friend of God, but in the world we live in, you must be a soldier of God. You're going to be a soldier. Let me give you this in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 tonight, and we'll be closing out. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Second Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 3. What did they see when they seen a Christian? I tell you, when they seen Apostle Paul, they seen a soldier. When they seen Barnabas, they seen a soldier. They seen somebody that was a friend of God. In 2 Timothy 2, verse number 3, the Bible says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Tonight, to be a Christian tonight, you are a soldier of God tonight. Tonight, you have an opportunity to be a good soldier or a bad soldier. You can either be a good soldier or you can be a bad soldier. Tonight, he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I see you can be a good soldier, but I see you can also be an enduring soldier. He says not only to be good, but endure hardness. As a Christian tonight, things are going to come your way and they're going to battle you. You're going to be battle tested. I promise you this. If you are a Christian tonight, you're going to be battle tested in every which way it comes. And it's going to be up to you how you pass that test. When it comes your way, it's going to be up to you how you pass that test. I'm not going to be there. Nobody else is going to be there. You're going to have to rely on the Holy Ghost of heaven to help you through in your life. Tonight, you be a good soldier. You be an enduring soldier. You endure that hardness when it comes. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. You know what a soldier does when they're in battle? They don't retreat and run back and leave them on front line. They stand there with them. They stick it out. A good soldier, an enduring soldier. But also I noticed that to be a soldier, you'll be noticeable. You ought to stick out like a sore thumb if you're a soldier. I've seen Brother Brent Gunner come in here on Veterans Day, 4th of July, different times. He'll wear his military suit in. And when he comes in, there's no doubt that he's been in the military. You know, there's some people that can talk military talk that's never been in the military. There's people I've watched on TV that act like they're military, they ain't never been in the military. CIS, all that kind of stuff on TV, they act like they're policemen, they ain't a bit of policemen, nowhere, they're false. Right? But you take somebody that is truly a soldier, and there's some in this house right now, I won't go calling names because I'll miss some, but there's some in this room right now that is truly a soldier in the United States Army, military, has been something, and they're noticeable. They stick out, you know them. Tonight, if I'm a soldier of Jesus Christ, I ought to stick out. Somewhere in my life, I ought to stick out. My workplace, my home, number one, my home life. If I'm not sticking out at home, I got major problems. My church, man, I ought to be sticking out around here. Man, somebody ought to know something's been different in my life. If I'm a soldier, if I'm a good soldier, there's going to come a day that you're going to be discharged. You're going to leave this walk and enter the glory world. And I want to honorable. Amen. I want to be honored when I leave out. I want to be honored when I enter in. Well done, thou good and faithful. Amen. Tonight I'd ask you, what kind of friend are you to Jesus? What kind of follower of you of Jesus? And what kind of soldier tonight? What kind of soldier are you tonight? Are you one that would be noticeable, that everybody they see, hey, that man, that woman, they follow Jesus? And you don't call yourself a Christian, but they say, oh, Brittany, she's a Christian. I don't know everything about her, but I see something different in her. She's a Christian. She's a Christian. Something inside that person is different than anybody else. At that time in their life, you may have showed somebody grace and they said, that's a Christian. Might have been humble. Might have had patience. I asked Kaylee, I said, what makes a Christian? She said, Galatians, fruit of the Spirit, Daddy. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. If that fruit ain't in there, you're not a Christian. I said, well, baby, you're exactly right. That fruit of the Spirit. I want to share this before we go, and I shared it in revival. I shared it everywhere I go, and it's just on my heart. Little boys in Sunday school, you've heard me tell this 100 times, but I feel needful to tell it tonight about being a Christian. Little boys in Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher's teaching the class, and the Sunday school teacher tells them how big God is. In the beginning, God created everything you see. He spoke light. Everything you see, God did it. And little boy wanted to ask a question. He'd go to raise his hand. The Sunday school teacher didn't have time to answer. Shh. Little boy, Got in church service. He went up to the preacher. Preacher's getting ready to preach. Wanted to ask him the question. Can't got time right now. Got in the car on the way home, and his daddy sat down beside him. And he said, Daddy, can I ask you something? He said, yes, son, we got a little ways home. What's going on? He said, our Sunday school teacher told us that we serve a big God. Said, he is huge. Said, he created all this. And he said, yes, son, he did. He said, Daddy, if we serve a God that big and he lives in my heart, shouldn't he stick out? If he's that big and he lives in this little old heart of mine, shouldn't he stick out? I don't know about you, but in the world I live in, it's hard for me to look at somebody and say they're a Christian. It's hard for me to look at somebody and say they're a Christian if they're still living like the world. Jesus called me a friend. He's called you a friend. And he's called me to follow him and to be a soldier. And the only way to do that is by being a child of God and by being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, what does a Christian mean to you? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the will to be here tonight. Father, your folk come out tonight to worship you. Lord God, tonight, the ones that's in this room tonight, Father, I pray that we be the Christian that you've called us to be. Father, I pray in our conduct, in our walk, in our talk, everything that we do, that we would line up with thus saith the Word of God. Lord God, that nobody would be able to dispute that we're a child of yours. Lord God, by the way we act, by the way we walk, by the way we talk, by the way we things we say, I pray tonight, Father, that you move in a mighty way on our lives tonight. Father, I thank you that you've called us into this army tonight, Father God, to be a soldier of yours. And Lord, I pray tonight that when you look down on us, Father, you see, I thank you that you see nothing but the blood of Jesus. But Lord, I pray other people see that blood's been applied to our life. and that somebody this week can say, hey, that person's a Christian. They've been changed by the blood of Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You are dismissed.